What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, let's welcome Andy to the Thunder and PT show here on Second Date Update. Any news, Andy, from Jenny?
I'm not exactly the best person to ask. You know, when it comes to Jenny, she pretty much fell off the radar a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
How long does it take to send one text?
Right.
All right. Well, let's get to the first date. Tell us about that and how you got along.
You know, good vibes. It was casual. We went for coffee, and they had like this girl playing guitar. And
nice. Okay.
Really chill.
And were you able to hear each other over the music?
Yeah, for sure. It was acoustic guitar, so it was just background music.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a great vibe. Did you and Jenny click and stuff?
Definitely. At least I thought so. We joked around a lot and talked about, you know, going to movies sometime.
Can you think of a reason why she'd be avoiding you?
No. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm basically hoping you could kind of find out for
me. And so no reason why she's avoiding you. All right. So, and you've gotten no text, nothing. You've sent a couple of texts, but you don't want to be a bother. And so you want us to reach out and see what's going on with Jenny. All right. I want you to hold on, Andy, because we're going to, the next thing we do is call her up. And if she answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully lead you to that second date, at least get some answers why she's not getting back to you. So can you hold on for just a moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Jenny, please?
This is her. Who's this?
Yeah. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for answering. This is Thunder and PT, and we are calling you from 102.9 The Wolf. We're a radio station, and we do the morning show. And would you, could you just take a moment maybe to hop on with us real quick to answer a few questions about, well, this is about a guy you went out with a couple of weeks ago. Before, I think it was even before Christmas. Yeah, I know. Listen, it's going to be just basically yes or no answers. But we're just curious about a date that you had gone on. We do a segment called Second Date Update at this time every morning. And PT is here. Yeah.
So, it's about a guy named Andy.
Do you remember Andy?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I remember everything about Andy, including his weird fixation.
His weird fixation. Okay, well...
What's that all about?
Was he staring or what?
No. Sorry. Not that kind of fixation. Mm-hmm. He was completely obsessed with lizards.
With what?
Lizards. Okay,
yeah. He didn't mention anything like that to us.
Yeah, right. So is he like a zoologist or something, or is that just
he just really likes lizards, I guess. He told me that he wants to get an emotional support animal.
He wants to get a lizard as his emotional support animal? We've never even heard of that.
I know. I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing.
You have to admit they're advantage of pocket size.
All right, Jenny. So
Jenny, hang tight.
I thought Andy's
here with us.
Yeah, we talked to Andy on the air a few minutes ago, and I thought I had him on hold. But Andy, what is this emotional support lizard conversation you were having with Jenny?
Jenny, I was just kidding. We were joking about how, you know, people get emotional support vests for their dogs and take them everywhere. So, you know, I offered the geckos, salamanders, and I guess even mice. There's more portable alternatives.
You practically had your emotional support gecko named and on a leash before we said goodbye. So, it's just weird for me.
I got excited about it in the moment, but it's not like I went home and made plans to adopt one.
Are you sure? Because you seem, like, really into it.
I'm positive. You were laughing, right? You were with me, I thought.
All I could think about was it going to the bathroom in your pocket. I was really confused.
Wait a second. Like, Andy, you were just joking, and were you just joking? Are you being honest right now?
I was completely joking. I mean, I guess I didn't think of it, you know, going to the bathroom or pooping in my pocket. That's pretty gross.
But people, you do use emotional support animals, and, you know, for good reason. And
yeah.
So what? You were making fun of people that have dogs and put the vests on them just to kind of fake people out? Or were you making fun of people with emotional support animals in general?
I was just kind of playing with the idea of emotional support animals, not any person, just, you know.
Smaller.
I guess being weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Smaller. And you weren't laughing when you were, and you took this seriously, obviously, Jenny.
Yeah. I mean, I just kept thinking, like, this lizard should be under a rock or something. Like, it feels kind of mean for him to just have it in his pocket or on a leash or whatever he's doing.
All right. Well, and so, Jenny, this kind of leads us to the next question. Now that you know that Andy didn't get an emotional support lizard after all, are you up for seeing him again for a second date?
You know, I had a nice time other than that conversation, so maybe, but only if you swear there's no lizard poop in your pocket.
Yeah, I promise you on that.
Okay. Whoa! All right, we're going to take the win on this one.
Are you kidding me?
All right, so hopefully find some different conversational topics or what. Listen, yeah, you don't want to freak anyone out on their first date.
If you're using sarcasm, you got to make it over the top.
You got to do a wink or something.
It's got to be
a wink. You can't do it too dry, and you sound like a very dry guy, Andy. But listen, we wish you all the best, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.